Boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus here, along with my elves Tinsel, Gruffy, Clyde, and Sparkle Joy.
Hey, everyone! We're in the final countdown, and the workshop is busier than ever!
It's so exciting! Everything is coming together!
How are things going in the workshop today?
Man, oh man, we're like toy-making machines. We've been working super hard all week.
Today, we finished the last of the big orders.
Clyde's right. We completed the final batch of musical instruments, art supplies, and coloring books.
And I finished the last couple hundred dolls! Every single doll is dressed, brushed, and packed.
I finished all the vehicles. Every truck, car, motorcycle, ATV. They're all done and tested.
All the video games, electronics, robots, and model train kits are complete too.
That's magnificent work. I'm so proud of all of you.
We couldn't have done it without working together as a team.
Even when Gruffy made messes or played pranks, we all helped each other.
Hey, my pranks kept things fun. You gotta admit, we laughed a lot.
Gruffy is right. Work is better with friends.
Absolutely. Now, let me tell you about my preparations. The sleigh is polished and ready. The reindeer are in peak condition.
Yeah, I've been feeding them extra carrots and oats. Ho-ho. They're so fast now.
And Mrs. Claus has been making extra treats for all of the elves in the North Pole.
Yay!
For their extra work this Christmas.
What happens next, Santa?
Well, this weekend we'll do final checks on everything. Then next week, we load the sleigh.
I can't believe Christmas is almost here.
I know, right? It feels like December just started.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Indeed it does, Clyde. You've all done such wonderful work this year.
It's been an honor working with everyone.
I can't wait for all the kids to open their presents.
Yeah, they're gonna love everything we made.
Mrs. Claus made celebration cupcakes for everyone tonight with extra frosting.
Amazing!
How about reading some of our letters from the boys and girls?
All right.
Oh, today's letters is from Ms. Eberly's class in School Street. Kindergarteners, huh? Okay, so first up is Isabella, who's 5 years old. Dear Santa, can I please have kitten? Oh, what about a Barbie dream house? A mermaid, toy beds for dolls, and a big snowflake nightlight. Wow, Isabella, that sounds great. Thanks for the letter and Merry Christmas. Our next letter is from May Lynn, who's 5. Dear Santa, I wish for a phone and a puppy. We'll have to talk to the family and see if they'd like to add to the family. A puppy is a huge responsibility. Oh, but they are great, great pets, great friends. Thank you for writing in, May Lynn. Our next one here is from Griffith, and it says, Dear Santa, I want a pet monkey. Santa Claus doesn't bring live animals, and I don't know about a monkey. That would be a lot of mischief indeed, wouldn't it? And I love you, and it has a couple more lines of well wishes. Well, thank you so much for writing in. Elijah's letter is next. Dear Santa, I want Godzilla. Oh, a Godzilla siren head and for my family to be happy. Well, that is a fantastic Christmas wish for your family to be happy. That's terrific, Elijah. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. The next letter from School Street Kindergarten class is from Allie. Dear Santa, can I please have stuff? Santa phone and a new need phones? Okay, we'll have the elves look at that. And, well, Allie, great job with your coloring page, too. 5 years old. Merry Christmas. Next is from Aiden, who's 5 years old. Dear Santa, I would like a tablet. Oh my, would you like to learn on a tablet? Well, those are very fancy indeed, and we'll see what we can do. And our next one here, age 5, is from, maybe it looks like Brian, maybe, or Benina? I don't know. I'll have to get the elves to look at that. It says, Dear Santa, I wish for a stuffy reindeer. Oh, those are fun and cuddly. Deidre writes in next, Dear Santa, I want a dragon, stonefly 8, and Barbie Dreamhouse. Wow, Deidre, that's a fantastic thing to ask for. Barbie Dreamhouses are big. Oh, where are you going to put it? Very Merry Christmas to you. And this next one here is from Landon, who's 5 years old. Dear Santa, I want Godzilla Siren Head Toy. Well, that's 2 Godzilla Siren Head Toys. Oh, Merry Christmas. That's from Ms. Eberly's School Street kindergarten class. And we have even more here. Let's see, age 6. This is from, Gradlin. All right, Dear Santa, can I please have Barbie Camper and Barbies? Wow, yeah. Barbie is quite the camper these days. Oh, how fun. The next letter is from, Monroe, who's 5 years old. Oh, Merry Christmas, Monroe. I wish for a new baby. I wish for a new puppy. Well, let's try to get you a baby doll, maybe a toy puppy. Again, Santa does not deliver real animals, but we'll talk to your family and see if it's time to add. Oh, very Merry Christmas, Monroe. Next up is from Cade, who's 5 years old. Hello, Cade. Dear Santa, I would like a tablet and Godzilla. Lots of Godzilla fans, huh? Big dinosaur monster fans. Oh, that's fun. 5-year-old Jamar writes in, Dear Santa, I wish for a tablet. And it says something about reindeer on here, huh? And I want, maybe it says LOL, reindeer doll. Okay, Jamar, thanks for writing in. Josie B. writes in, and 6 years old is Josie. Dear Santa, I wish for a guinea pig set. Can I please have a Rudolph the Reindeer Stuffy and Mommy Spotted Owl? Wow, I would like a kitten vet kit as well. A kitten vet kit, huh? You want to be a veterinarian and help sick kitties? Well, that's very nice, Josie. Thank you for the beautiful coloring page, too. And you have a very Merry Christmas. Maria is next. 5 years old, I want a kitty. Kitties are cute, aren't they? Merry Christmas. Nathaniel is next, who is 6 years old. Dear Santa, I want a dragon Nerf gun and a phone. Well, Nathaniel, thank you, and you have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll see what we can do up at the North Pole for that really neat stuff. Everyone did a great job writing those letters here from Ms. Eberly's kindergarten class on School Street. Well, we'll have more to get to from School Street next Monday and Tuesday, and the letters that were dropped into the Toji's substation mailbox. And we will talk to you again next time. We'll have a story next, right here on Santa's Mailbag, B107.5. Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too!
Toji Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji Substation!
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, The Great Snowball Battle of the North Pole. It all started when my youngest elf, Twinkletoes, accidentally threw a snowball that hit my chief toy maker, Gizmo, right on his pointy green hat.
"Oh no!" cried Twinkletoes.
But Gizmo just laughed, scooped up a handful of snow, and tossed one right back. Well, before I knew it, snowballs were flying everywhere. The toy wrapping elves were battling the cookie baking elves. The reindeer grooming elves were launching snowballs at the sleigh polishing elves. I was watching from my workshop window when, splat! A snowball hit the glass right in front of my nose. Mrs. Claus came up behind me and chuckled. "Well, Santa," she said, "aren't you going to join them?" And you know what? She was absolutely right. I put on my warmest mittens, marched outside, and shouted, "Incoming!" I made the biggest snowball you ever saw and tossed it high into the air. It came down and exploded into a million sparkly pieces, covering everyone in soft, magical snow. All the elves started laughing and cheering. Even the reindeer joined in, using their antlers to fling little snowballs. When we finally went inside for hot chocolate, I realized something wonderful. Sometimes the best gift you can give is the gift of playtime and laughter. So tomorrow, when you're outside in the snow, throw a snowball, build a snowman, or make a snow angel. And remember, Santa might be watching, cheering you on. Keep that Christmas spirit alive. Ho, ho, ho!
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji Substation.
Toji Substation is great!
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye!
Goodbye!
Bye! Bye!